step-by-step formula and three irrefutable ways to fail. All right, I'm going to share that with you here. And by the way, make sure you visit myempirepro.com/blog. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about a step-by-step formula and three irrefutable ways to fail. All right, I'm going to share that with you here. And by the way, make sure you visit myempirepro.com/blog. We'll put all the blog posts and details, articles over there. On a daily basis, as we're releasing this, we do that. So make sure you're visiting that page. All right. So let's dive into a question here. I'm trying to close a deal on a home and the seller has a realtor. They want proof of funds to make the offer because they've had people make offers not be serious. Okay. So there's nothing wrong with dealing with realtors, but realtors have to understand, most realtors don't. Okay. They need to understand that the ultimate goal is to serve their client, okay? If they are just about protecting their deal, it's not gonna go anywhere, okay? It's like, it's not, you guys are gonna butt head and it's not gonna go anywhere. And most realtors are like that. They always think something is out to steal their deals. It's the defense thing, it's a defense mechanism. They're trying to protect their money, their bag. That's just what that is, you know? So just keep that in mind. So when you start having conversations with people, it's not just realtors. It's realtors, attorneys. People will say, hey, I need you to talk to my attorney. Say, you need me to talk to your attorney? All right. So when you get on the phone with the attorney, you're not prospecting the attorney. So say, hey, how may I help you? Just lead with that. Okay. My client said yes, absolutely. We're looking to put the property under contract. We'll send the contract over. Once they sign it, we'll get the process started. That's it. That's all you have to say to either that person or attorney. But don't you want to put an earnest money deposit? No, we're not conventional buyers. We are investors and we need to follow our own process. We will get to all of that when the time is right. I just need to do some inspection first. But we don't start the process unless I have some kind of paperwork that says they are committed to the process. Now, they are either motivated or not. You're going to let them go tell their client that for the most part, it's probably not a deal there. Don't bother about it. Don't worry about it. Just keep a straight face. Get back in your pipeline. There's somebody else waiting in there so you can help them, so you can keep it moving. It's about the pipeline mindset. You're one skill away. The skill is to learn how to build a pipeline. One deal away, yes. When you do close a deal, you'll be happy, right? But let's put things in perspective here. You need skills to learn how to build a pipeline. And if you don't have a pipeline, you'll be desperate. You will kiss up to realtors. You will kiss up to real estate attorneys. You will kiss up to who else? Title companies will try to harass you on the phone and you'll fall for it because you don't have a pipeline. Well, if you have a pipeline, all of these people becomes yours. They work for you, basically, okay? Because you bring so much business, right? And that's the way you want to be thinking about this, okay? All right, so let's keep going here. So they want proof of funds. They want proof of funds because they think they're talking to a bitch. All right, what does that mean? A dummy, the punk, like the, there's another word I'm looking for. So excuse my language, by the way, excuse my language. Sometimes it's just the best way I can really get a point across. They think they're talking to the sucker of that transaction, right? So that's why they ask me for proof of funds. There's nothing wrong with proof of funds, okay? There are ways to come up with proof of funds, but it's not really about that. This is not really about that. It's not really about that. You can come up with proof of funds. You could Google that online, proof of funds, and there are website generators that will generate proof of funds for you. I don't know them, just Google them. You know, I don't use them. I never have to use them because if somebody is asking me for proof of funds, there's a high chance they're not the kind of motivated sellers I'm looking to work with. Or I let other realtors or other wholesalers close them, and then maybe they end up with me eventually as a JV because I focus on bringing the buyers into the game, okay? So, and that's what I teach my students as well too. That's the whole idea of skipping 80% of the hustle. You don't want to deal with all that. I need proof of funds. I need you to put down a check. I need this to be verified. We need to verify your mortgage. How are you going to pay for this? Can we verify the hard money lender before they sign a contract? You don't have time for that. You need a pipeline of motivated sellers, okay? So how do I handle this? Well, I think I just showed you how to handle this. You need a couple of things, okay? We're going to talk about that in a second. They've had people make offers and not be serious. That's a bunch of wholesalers that are signing contracts but don't really have a source of buyers, okay? They're not really bringing buyers to the game. So they're hoping that deals will magically fall out of the skies when you sign a contract. Doesn't work like that. You still need a buyer. And the buyer is the most scarce thing in the game. All right? Never mind what they told you. They have cash buyers. They have a list. They do. Okay? For the most part, your deals are not going to be good enough for the existing buyers in the game. You got to be bringing buyers. Okay? They're requesting I fill out the buyer's agreement and sales contract. Well, you should have been requesting that they sign your contract. You sign the contract with an offer on it, pending EMD, that means when you find a buyer, and then they should be signing that, getting it back to you. You should be the one requesting for that, not the other way around. So again, they're leading the game and they think you're the sucker. So you're dealing with the wrong person. You're dealing with a realtor, I forgot. Yeah, of course, a realtor who doesn't understand that their seller needs to sell will do all this kind of game. Or maybe they have the options and you don't have the options, which means you're screwed either way. You need to be the one to have the options, not the other way around, okay? Options mean a pipeline of opportunities, okay, that you can always go back to. You don't have to deal with people that force you to go in their own way, okay? So the primary job of a real estate wholesaler is marketing. Have a pipeline, okay? If you're dealing with acquisition, have a pipeline, okay? And have lined up people that bring you by all the time, right? Don't be greedy, all right? If you're dealing with disposition, have a pipeline of buyers. Keep filling that list and monetizing that list, which is what we focus on here, right? So those are two ends of the game that no one talks about, right? I have a buyer ready to buy the place, but, well, if you have a buyer ready to buy the place, why can't they bring up all the stuff? So when people say that, that's an oxymoron, that's contradictions, okay? What's the problem if you have a buyer ready to buy the place? Problem is that you don't really have a buyer, okay? But how do I go about proof of funds? Because you don't want to show your numbers to your buyers, or you're deceiving yourself. You need to learn the game of marketing. Come into 11dayschallenge.com, okay? With the buyer, without being cut out of the deal. You can't be scared of being cut out of the deal. You're in this game to have a pipeline. Everyone else worked for you, so they're scared to screw you up. But if you have that one deal and you're chasing one deal, you're just desperate. Of course, you're scared of people screwing you up, okay? Are people going to screw you up in this game? Possibly, yes. Is that like an everyday thing that happens? No, it's the exception, okay? If you are truly building a business and people see you as valuable and you bring buyers into the game, or you bring sellers over and over, the last thing they want to do is screw you over, because they don't want to screw over the next deal. Does that make sense? So I see people, oh, I want to protect it. Listen, I think you should protect, okay? However, don't overthink that. Overthink marketing. Building a pipeline. That's the part you need to be overthinking. So three things, three ways to fail, okay? Outbound, okay? If you're making cold calls and stuff like that, and you're in the beginning and you overthink this process, you will fail. Number two, if you're the one with the problem that you need this deal to solve, you will fail. That's the second way. So you need to be the one finding people's problems and solving them. That's the way to win. Number three way to lose, to fail hopefully, is to chase, spend too much time on one lead. It's not even a deal, it's a contract, okay? Spend too much time as opposed to spend 1 minute on 100 pieces of leads and data, okay? That's how to fail. The opposite of that is, the alternative is to build a pipeline. All right, if you want to learn how to do that, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, all right, and grab this for free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets for free as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.